Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Prep schedule today, lots of events going on. Let's start with volleyball. Alden Conger, they're going to host Mankato Loyola. That will start at 7. Glenville Emmons, they're at home against Lyle Pacelli for a 7:15 start. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they'll travel up Highway 13. They're at Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. That starts at 7:15. USC is going to host Kenyon Wanamingo at 7:15. And also in volleyball, Lake Mills at home against Eagle Grove starting at 7. Boys soccer, Albert Lea at home tonight. Tigers 2-1 on the season. They're going to host Rochester Century at the Gus. That's going to start at 7. Girls soccer tonight, Albert Lea is at Rochester Century for a 7 o'clock start. Girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea at home tonight. They're going to host Owatonna at 6:30. Boys and girls cross country, USC Alden Conger, they travel to Montgomery for the Jerry Smith Invitational. That starts at 4:15. And New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to head to the Oaks Golf Club in Hayfield for a meet. That starts at 4:30. Joe Ryan carried a perfect game into the seventh inning of his second big league appearance as the Minnesota Twins, they beat Cleveland again. This time they blank them 3-0. Twins will go for the four-game sweep later on this afternoon. Randy Domnick on the mound for the Twins, 1-7, 7.64 ERA. Cal Quantrill, he's going to go for Cleveland, 4-3, 3.15 ERA. Pre-game this afternoon at 4:30, first pitch at 5:10, as again the Twins look for the four-game sweep. Jackie Young scored a career-high 29 points, also had 10 rebounds. Asia Wilson added 20 points. Las Vegas, the Aces, they beat our Minnesota Lynx last night, 102-81. The Minnesota Vikings have signed right tackle Brian O'Neill to a contract extension. They've secured their most reliable blocker for the long term. Now, O'Neill was drafted in the second round out of Pittsburgh back in 2018. He would have been eligible for free agency next year. Number 10, Iowa, and number 9, Iowa State. That highlights the Big Ten football schedule coming up this week. This is the most anticipated Cyclone-Hawkeye game since the series began back in 1884, with both teams coming in ranked for the first time. Now, the Hawkeyes have won the last five meetings. Ohio State's young defense will be challenged when Oregon pays a visit to the Buckeye State. Another Big Ten Pac-12 matchup coming up this weekend. Washington travels to the Big House. They'll be at Michigan. And Minnesota's Trey Potts, he's a player to watch this week. He is next up at running back following the season-ending injury to Muhammad Ibrahim. The Gophers, of course, host Miami of Ohio coming up on Saturday. All the action right here on KATE. 2-hour pregame show. 9 o'clock pregame kickoff at Huntington Bank Stadium, that is, at 11 o'clock on Saturday. The San Francisco Giants have increased their lead in the NL West to 2 games over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Giants are 40 games over 500 after putting together a 4-run ninth as they beat Colorado 7-4. The Cardinals, they did the Giants a favor. They beat the Dodgers 5-4. Again, Giants on top of the Dodgers in the NL West by 2 games. Other baseball scores from yesterday, Brian De La Cruz had 3 hits, including a game-winning single as the Marlins got by the Mets 2-1. The Cubs made it 8 wins in their last 9 games. Jason Hayward hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 10th inning to complete a 4-1 downing of the Cincinnati Reds. The Padres were 8-5 winners over the Angels. Juan Soto crushed a go-ahead homer in the 7th inning as the Nationals double up the Braves by the score of 4-2. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is now 12 games. Eduardo Escobar hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the 6th inning. The Brewers get past the Phillies 4-3. The Red Sox, they knocked off the Rays last night 2-1. The Blue Jays, they have a 7-game winning streak as they beat the Yankees 6-3. The Yankees fell a half game behind Boston for the first AL wildcard spot, and they're just a game and a half ahead of the Blue Jays for that second slot. The Mariners, they avoided a 3-game sweep by scoring 4 times in the 9th as they beat the Astros 8-5. The Athletics, they beat the White Sox 5-1. Tigers win by the same score of the Pirates 5-1. Rangers down the Diamondbacks 8-5. The Orioles, they erupted for 9 runs in the 8th inning as they stunned the Royals 9-8. One NFL note this morning, the Ravens have signed Le'Veon Bell to their practice squad, adding another backfield option in the aftermath of J.K. Dobbins' season-ending injury. Now, Bell was cut early last season by the New York Jets, then rushed for 328 yards in 11 games with Kansas City. One NHL note this morning, the Pittsburgh Penguins will open the upcoming season without their captain. Sidney Crosby has undergone surgery to address a lingering issue with one of his wrists. General Manager Ron Hextall said Crosby would need a minimum of 6 weeks to recover, which would keep him out of the lineup until at least October 20th. And also in the check of sports, some of the world's largest broadcasters, including NBC, are being asked by human rights groups to cancel plans to cover the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing. The request comes in an open letter from rights groups representing minorities in China. Now, NBC has paid $7.75 billion for the rights to the next six Olympics. Those payments are estimated to account for about 40% of the International Olympic Committee's income. And that's Check of Sports. Coming up today, Twins baseball 4:30 pregame. We'll have your first pitch at 5:10. A reminder, a couple of football games on Saturday. Gophers hosting Miami of Ohio. Pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. And then Saturday night, yes, Saturday night football. It's the home opener for Albert Lea. They're going to host Stuartville, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on KATE. And that's sports from the American Insurance Press Box. For KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.